And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Well, let me explain something to you. You don't know that there was a catastrophic defeat for Democrats just now. Sanford just won. He's an R, by the way, at 54 versus an illegitimate candidate on the left called Colbert, apparently related to an unfunny script reader on one of the children's channels. 54 to 45, Sanford was smeared viciously by the liberal press for doing what they encourage people to do, which is to have an affair, and he was thrown out. Well, there was a special election in South Carolina. He won. He won handily. 54-45 in America today is a landslide. Let's have some applause for the fact that Obama's momentum has just been stopped by hitting a stone wall. We have an applause thing? No, of course not. On a funny note, on the Savage Nation, we see that Chris Christie is in the news today. Apparently, he had a secret weight loss surgery. Did you hear this? They took the extra fat off his gut, implanted two eyes and nose, and made it a Democrat senator. I see that Lindsey Graham is all hot and bothered by the apparent cover-up in Libya, the Benghazi gate, so he says. Personally, I think Lindsey Graham's just covering up his own plans with the Gang of Eight for amnesty for 33 million illegals. Well, the tremendous timing. We're really speeding along here. Let's forget the rim shot. It's amateur hour, so don't do it anymore. Reader's Digest has announced the results of a new poll. It says Jimmy Carter is the most trusted man in America. This poll, courtesy of America's least trusted publication, Reader's Digest. Anyway, I tried to write jokes this morning, which made me happy. I'm happier now to see that Obama's Democrats, I believe, are going to have a disaster, a midterm disaster. I believe that Obama's communism has now penetrated even the mind of the stupid, and many of them don't like it. I think if they want a Democrat, they're going to seek a mainstream Democrat, not an extremist, out-of-touch, anti-American like Obama. So anyway, they just threw her out. Now, there's a soundbite I have to play for you in the Savage Nation, and that's Obama on sexual assault victims in the military. You're not going to believe what they're doing. I told you when the radical feminists started pushing women into command positions in the military what would happen. They're taking women, putting them around real men, not San Francisco men, real men with high testosterone. And if a man says something to a woman, it's now considered rape to Obama. And now Obama has the perfect way to call it a crime and throw the real men out of the military and turn it into a Danish-like military. Listen to clip 17.
Whoever carries it out is betraying the uniform that they're wearing.
Wait a minute. Stop it. How would you know what betraying the uniform that they're wearing is? How would you know what betraying the uniform is, Barry? You betrayed America's Constitution over and over again. Listen to this liar. Listen to 17. But I'm outraged.
When you engage in this kind of behavior, that's not patriotic. It's a crime. I want them to hear directly from their commander-in-chief that I've got their backs. I will support them, and we're not going to tolerate this stuff. And there will be accountability.
What does he mean he's got their backs? He means the commanders, the punk commanders, who stab the real troops in the back on a regular basis, like the Secretary of Defense Dempsey, who was just thrown a war hero out of the military for trying to communicate the dangers of jihadists in America and jihadists in the military. Dempsey, the Quisling Dempsey, is who he's talking about, now has the authority to throw everyone out of the military who actually is a man. But you don't want to hear anything about that. I get it. Listen to what this next one is in clip 18. You're going to explain to yourself and your children what's happened to America under this revolutionary communist. Listen to 18.
Bottom line is, I have no tolerance for this. I have communicated this to the Secretary of Defense. We're going to communicate this again.
All right, let's stop right here. What does he mean by sexual assault? And that's a crime. Now, everyone's against rape. I totally oppose rape. I've been opposed to rape from day one. I think it's the most horrible of all crimes. Okay, I've given you a litmus test. Now let's talk about the fake accusations by lesser commanders who happen to be women who want to undermine a man commander who may have fought in a real war as opposed to have fought in no wars. All I got to do is say that he looked at me the wrong way. Is that rape? Is that sexual assault? Well, according to the communists running the military into the ground, yes. Don't call me on this. There's nothing more to be said. Now, this story in Cleveland about Charles Ramsey, the hero, finding the missing girls naked in the house and they're saving them. I hope he did. But you know something? Something stinks to high heaven about Ramsey and the report. To me, something doesn't ring right. They find these girls who were allegedly kidnapped up to 10 years ago, living in a ramshackle junk house in Cleveland, and he lives across the street, and he says he was eating his McDonald's. I love the language, the use of language. I was eating my McDonald's during the day, of course. He had no job. He was eating his McDonald's. No doubt he's a wonderful man eating his McDonald's. And he heard a girl crying, went over and kicked the door in. Then he admits that he knows the guy who owns the house, and he's actually been there for barbecues. There's something wrong with this picture. There is something very wrong with the picture. It's similar to what happened to those poor women who burnt up in a limo 2 days ago in San Francisco, where the limo caught fire. They had the driver on CNN, and he was suddenly lauded like a hero, the driver of the limo. Turns out today he actually ran away while the girls were burning alive in the limo. CNN had him on as a hero. So now we're hearing Charles Ramsey is being held up as a hero. You want me to hazard a guess? There is much more to this story with the neighbors than meets the eye. Listen to clip one.
Cleveland 911 police, ambulance to fire.
Yeah, hey, bro. I'm at 2207 Seymour, West 25th. Hey, check this out. I just came from McDonald's, right? So I'm on my porch eating my little food, right? This broad is trying to break out the f***ing house next door to me. So there's a bunch of people on the street right now. And so we like, well, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? She like, this motherfucker been kidnapped me and my daughter. And we've been in this. She said her name is Linda Berry or some shit. I don't know who the f*** that is. I just moved over here, bro.
Sir,
you know what I mean?
Sir, you have to calm down and slow down. Is she still in the street?
Seymour Avenue.
And this, is she still in the street, or where did she go?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
Is she black, white, or Hispanic?
She white, but the baby look Hispanic.
Hmm. Okay, gets even better. Listen to clip two.
Okay, what is she wearing?
White tank top, light blue sweatpants. Like a white beater.
Do you know the address next door that she said she was in?
Yeah, 2207. I'm looking at it.
Okay, I thought that was your address. So that house.
No, I'm smarter than that, bro. I'm telling you where the crime was.
Okay,
not my house.
Sir, we can't talk at the same time. Do you want to leave your name and number? Or name
Charles
and number?
Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
Are the people she said that did this, do you know if they're still in the house?
I don't have a f***ing clue, bro. I just said I came from McDonald's.
Can you ask her if she needs an ambulance?
You need an ambulance? Or what? She needs everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess you've been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
We'll send the police out. Thank you.
There you go.
There's America. That's America. There's the new America. That's the America we all live in. Everything I worked for my entire life has been stepped on and trampled like the American flag. And, of course, we know what's happening. Those who have done nothing for America are now lauded as our great heroes. Well, I don't buy it. Something's wrong with the picture. The big news is the election that just happened over with about an hour or two ago in South Carolina. The polls closed 2 hours ago in South Carolina. And the Republican, Sanford, beat Colbert to a pulp. He smashed the Democrat like a Peking chicken. And so it's very good. It's a good indicator of what's probably going to happen during the midterm elections when Obama's radical leftists' budget-breaking policies will finally bring the Democrat Party the losses they deserve. Of course, I don't have to add that the Republicans are not much better. But let's say it's a question of who's worse at this point. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. There's many topics. We'll go to the websites. Western officials fear retaliation for Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Ho-hum. This is all on the Drudge Report. I think I'll just read the Drudge Report today. It's good show prep. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll start with my website, michaelsavage.com. I'll show you what attracted my attention today. On the top left of my website is the picture of a young man, and here's my headline. Obama frees Boston bomber's friend. One of the teens who allegedly tried to cover Sarnoff's tracks is back at home wearing an electronic bracelet. And for some reason, he's been freed by Obama. The Justice Department released this guy. Somehow, I think if he was a white supremacist, he wouldn't have been released to home detention. On the right, Michael Savage wins landmark case in federal court. If you missed it, don't miss it. Here's a new story just came in. Obama's money changer just made $60 million on a currency bet against the Australian currency. Old Soros put down his bets. You think there was any inside information? I have no reason to believe there is, of course. As you know, Obama and Soros are two of the most honorable men on the planet. But he made $60 million on a currency bet by betting $1 billion to move something around. Isn't it nice? Isn't it good to see how the money changers in the temple are still operating several thousand years after the Jewish carpenter left Galilee? 855-407-282. I was riding my bike today, and I saw a contractor's truck. That's why I used that line. And the contractor had a bumper sticker who said, "A Jewish carpenter is my boss." I didn't quite get it for a minute. And then I started to chuckle about four pedals after I passed the car. Very funny. Here's another little story. Illegal aliens to receive almost $6,000 each after amnesty. That's a minimum. It's not $6,000 each. The number is $600,000 each. Whoever put it on my website made a typo. I guess they were busy. No, $600,000 is the cost per illegal for their lifetime once the legalization para todos. Legalización para todos. Lavos los manos. Lavos los manos is all I can say. There are some other sound bites you absolutely must hear. You know how I have been slamming General Electric for not paying taxes for years and how nothing happens because they put Obama, amongst others, in power, right? You're not going to believe what you're about to hear from a man who has a name that sounds very much like Tourette's syndrome. And I'm starting to think that Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric sought out a person with Tourette's syndrome for what you're about to hear in clip 8.
And then there's the terrorist card. Open borders and all those bad guys would flood in. Not exactly. I remind you that the 9/11 hijackers and the two brothers in Boston entered our shores legally. But open borders attacks the root cause of Muslim extremism. Young, impoverished men in Muslim countries, men with no future, are more easily radicalized. It's Muslim poverty that's threatening our security, not our immigration system. Giving these men the chance to work here could diminish their poverty, their anger, and their misunderstanding of the U.S. before they're even radicalized.
Oh, you mean like the Tsarnaev brothers, who were not radicalized here? Giving the men a chance? Well, they didn't work. They took the welfare, Schmendrick. Listen, Tourette, the Tsarnaev brothers were here sucking the system dry. They were Muslim men. They had a chance to work, and they didn't, did they? They had a chance to diminish their poverty. Somehow they didn't diminish their poverty. They took their welfare. They didn't diminish their anger. They didn't diminish their misunderstanding of the U.S. The reason they were radicalized, Tourette's, is because they're radical Muslims, you moron. Well, this is the best that General Electric can do, and this is why they put people like this on the air, in order to make certain that, well, let's put it to you this way. You never buy another light bulb. The phone number is 855-407-282. 855, on any of these topics, incidentally, 855-407-282. Boy who held pencil-like gun suspended. He held up a pencil like a gun. They threw him out of school. He's 5 years old. Hillary culpable for Benghazi from beginning to end. Hey, that's a good question for you. Do you think that tomorrow's hearings on Benghazi Gate will finally expose Hillary Clinton for what she is? No, I don't think so. 855-407-282. Critics say background check provision protects illegal aliens with a rap sheet. You get the picture. It's all on michaelsavage.com. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
KSFO traffic from the HB Pavilion, where the Sharks will be in action against the Canucks later on. Look for heavy traffic downtown San Jose. Northbound 280 before Saratoga Avenue. Right lane blocked by an accident there. Have a bigger deal. Westbound 84 Pleasanton Sinole Road. Looks like a crash there, blocking multiple lanes. Also a ball game in San Francisco. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge sold out from about Treasure Island as you head in towards Highway 101. Eastbound 24 slow, 580 to the Caldecott. And I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
You're just a dumb, stupid peasant slave that works for me, paying taxes.
No.
You're like the bees in a hive. You make the honey and I steal it. And I put it in jars and use it any way I want. And you little bees, you keep making that honey.
Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Michael said. You bees keep making that honey. You work for me, Barack Obama, so I can go on vacation and spit on you. I can go wherever I want and spit on you with my haughty demeanor. And I'll get away with it because there is no press and there is no Republican Party.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, Whistleblower Wednesday, the Benghazi hearings, and who's the biggest of the day? Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
We send a little girl for me to thrill.
It is the Savage Nation. Well, there's hope in the air. There is hope. You've got to take, you know, small victories like this and savor them, because we've had nothing but losses ever since the communist regime took over America. One loss after another. One destructive element after another. Well, we just had a big victory. South Carolina's special election. A wonderful man, actually, Mr. Sanford, just won 54-45 against some nun candidate, this Colbert. No one ever heard of her. But the whole liberal establishment from Hollywood on tried to push this nobody to defeat the Republican, and she lost 54-45. It's a very big deal. Now, the newspapers are not going to tell you it's a big deal tomorrow because you know which side they're on, which is anything against America is the side they're on. I'll take your calls now on the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I haven't had my honey today. Could be why my voice doesn't sound as good as yesterday. Yesterday I had my localized honey, and everyone said, my God, Savage, you sounded like you were on something special, and your voice had a new ring, like a different timbre to it. I said, that's the honey, I know. It's an old singer's trick, tea and honey. I have the tea, but no honey. I tell you what I'm going to do. I think during the next break, I'm going to put in the local honey. So at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll see if it affects me. We'll do an on-air experiment. Right now, I'll take some calls on the Savage Nation. KTBL in New Mexico. Rob, you're up on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah, I have a parallel between the snapping or the break in personality, a double personality of the Sarnoff brothers able to lead a basic life, sucking up our society, going to school and bombing people, and going back to that life. And then, not even crackheads are doing any crimes in the town of Boston. And these guys get the idea that they're going to break into a 7-Eleven. They obviously didn't. There's a separation between what was true for them.
But what is your point? They were radical Islamists. They planned to hurt Americans. If you read what they were going to do, they wanted to do it on July 4th. They planned it deeply. The government's covering up the fact that they're part of a larger cell. An Israeli website is saying that they were double agents of the United States, which explains why they were let back into the country after they visited their hellhole nation with their witch mother and witch aunt. So, no, these are part of a bigger plan. They're part of a double agent. The fact of the matter is, no, this was not a double personality. They did what they were set up to do, my friend. I disagree with you entirely. The Boston bombers were double agents for the United States of America, and they went over to the other side, according to an Israeli website, which I trust. No double personality. Single personality.
855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations.
Every weekday, BART riders keep 4 million pounds of CO2 out of our air. Save 200,000 gallons of gas. Visit BART.gov/blue sky for your chance to win a $500 Clipper card. And thank you for keeping our sky blue.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What?
$6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and MLS Number 38512.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
On the next morning show, Whistleblower Wednesday, the Benghazi hearings, and who's the biggest of the day? Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I would just point out that there have been several instances during the course of my presidency where I said I was going to do something, and it ended up getting done. And there were times when there were folks on the sidelines wondering why hasn't it happened yet, and what's going on, and why didn't it go on tomorrow. But in the end, whether it's bin Laden or Gaddafi, if we say we're taking a position, I would think at this point the international community has a pretty good sense that we typically follow through on our commitments.
Yes, sir. Yes, my leader. Yes, my glorious leader. We came, we saw, he died. Did you ever hear that one, Hillary Clinton soundbite, where they whacked a head of state, got away with it? Not one word from the UN. He was begging for his life. He was a bad guy, but he deserved a trial, didn't he? Don't you liberals believe in trials?
What How come there was no trial? At this point does it make?
Yeah. Don't you people believe in trials? How come Saddam Hussein was not given a trial by Bush? And why was Gaddafi not given a trial by Obama? It's a simple answer. Because they couldn't afford to have an open trial where the people in the docket in trial for their life would probably release some information that would be embarrassing to them. That's all. Now, look, I'm a mystery writer, and I watch too many movies, I admit it. So perhaps my brain is not functioning properly. I realize most of you don't believe the world works that way. That's because you live in a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Prozac world. I don't live in a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Prozac world. I live in a realpolitik world, which is a little different. So you'll have to forgive me for being a realist, right? Here's a question I'd like to ask you. Tomorrow is the big day, supposedly. The Benghazi hearings. They have whistleblowers from the State Department who've been kept in a hidden location. I've been telling a joke for the last day or so to the few people I talk with, saying it's lucky they didn't keep him in the Luna Hotel in Coney Island because they probably would have thrown themselves out of the window before the trial. That, of course, is an obscure joke that I said nobody will understand but me, because I'm an aficionado of gangster movies and gangster stories. I like the show Mobsters on TV. I think it was the Luna Hotel. I'm not sure. But the number one witness against Lucky Luciano, big gangster, head of the Cosa Nostra in his time, was being kept in a hotel in Coney Island before the trial and guarded by five New York Police Department officers, so-called. And the day before the trial against the Mafia Don, he threw himself out of the window, even though he was guarded around the clock by five NYPD cops, right? You know, so it's a joke. I'm hope that they didn't keep the State Department whistleblowers in the Luna Hotel, okay? It's an insider. Well, how come they didn't tell him, hey, look, guys, why don't you take a nice run to relieve the tension? We're going to let you go have a run in Marcy Park before you testify tomorrow. Is that another joke that's been forgotten already? Because that was no joke. Do you think that tomorrow's hearings will even dent Hillary Clinton? Do you think tomorrow will finally be the final story that will blow open the Obama administration's corruption and incompetence? Yes or no? I'm asking you. Indianapolis, David, WFDM on the Savage Nation, one of my 200 stations. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I do think that Hillary will be tarred and feathered, believe it or not, over this thing, and Obama's going to let it happen. And the reason he'll let it happen is he's going to try and set up Michelle to be the Democratic nominee in 2016. All you got to do is get Hillary.
That's your theory?
Happen.
That's your theory?
Yes.
Well, what gives you that idea?
As sick as it is, I really think Michelle could win in 2016. It sickens me to say this, but I think it could happen. All he's got to do is get Hillary and Joe Biden out of the way.
No, all he's got to do is grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens and put them on food stamps. Of course she can win. That's how Chavez kept his power in South America. Just keep giving things out to the non-working poor.
Right, and who's going to oppose, a black woman running for president? Who in the media is going to oppose that?
Well, who in the media has opposed one word that Obama said? That's not the issue. The question is, will the American people fall for that racket again? Don't you think someone needs more of a qualification than their race?
Oh, I do, but again, you just said it. You know, the food stamps, illegal aliens, promise this,
yeah,
promise.
I hear what you're saying. In other words, they're going to vote strictly on racial lines and gender lines, is what you're saying. That is a problem. That is a problem. It's not an irrational problem. I agree with you, and I thank you very much for the call. 855-407-282, Savage Nation. Does anyone hear anything different in my voice? I had the local honey. I don't hear it. Did the timbre of my voice change from a tenor to a basso at all? Did it go anywhere in the registers? Is anyone listening? Let me try one more sip of this delicious Earl Grey tea and honey. Hold on now. A little Arthur Godfrey there, but the truth is, that glucose and fructose mixture does work. By the way, there's not much difference between honey and cane sugar with regard to the actual molecules, incidentally. Yeah, there's a huge difference in some other, qualities of honey versus cane sugar, processing, etc. So I'm a big believer in honey as a broadcaster and my vocal cords in my life, to be honest with you. There, I feel it. I feel its effects. It's taking its effect. Washington Rich, I hope you're listening to me on the great WMAL in the heart of the monster there. Rich on WMAL in Washington, you're on the air with Michael Savage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I just had a few comments, sir. First of all, I'm in the military, and for one thing, I take my oath extremely, extremely serious. And I haven't listened to you in a very long, maybe like a month or two here, but I've been going back over all your shows and everything. I just want to say, sir, that I really, really, really appreciate what you're doing. One of the comments that I was going to talk about...
No, first of all, let me say thank you for your service. It's more important than my service.
No, sir. No.
I mean, don't underestimate your service to America just because America doesn't appreciate it in the large scale of media support for you guys. We out here in the real America really do support you. Okay, we love our military. We love our active police. And we don't care what the illegitimate media has to say. So what's on your mind tonight?
I appreciate that, Michael. One of the things that talked to, you know, your person earlier on screening the calls, you know, sexual assault awareness training, how much, you know, we, you know, receive that in the Navy, you know, once a quarter.
Oh, in the Navy, the floating bordellos with propellers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, in the Navy.
Yeah, no, sad. I'm a great lover of the Navy. I'm a boater. I've always been in love with the U.S. Navy going back to the history of the beginning. And I visited the USS Stennis as a guest. And believe me, when I watched those young men flying those Hornet off the Hornets, I think it's the FA-18 Hornets off the deck in the middle of the night with the afterburners on. It was like watching rockets take off. I can't imagine anything greater. And I really did appreciate the ships. But when I looked down below and I saw that it looked like basically the high schools I used to teach in, and I saw what they've done to the Navy and how many of those girls were getting pregnant in the military just for the benefits, I really got sick, Rich. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, exactly, Mike. I see that stuff all the time. And one of the worst things it is, I think to believe, you know, in, even out in the world, it's the worst thing to be a white male, because everything out in the world and here and even in the military, if you're, you know, if you're white, then you're racist. If you're a male, then you're sexist. It's all about...
Well, that's because we've had a communist revolution in America. I've been trying to warn America what has happened. It has the cancer of the liberalism, the cancer of liberalism has now metastasized into every institution in the country, including the military. And it's only a matter of time before the entire systems, all of the systems implode. I don't know how much more people can take. I mean, I know men have been cashiering out of the military for years. It began with Clinton. And I don't want to turn this into a military show, but I know a man who was a career Navy captain who told me that he was fired because he had my book, one of my hardcover books, on his desk. And one of his Gestapo seniors, a woman no less, came in, saw the book, and had him thrown out of the military for reading literature that was banned. Would you believe this?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
So that's the new military, the fascist liberalism. And people have no idea the revolution that's occurred. Look, I got to say this to you and everyone else, Rich. I try to warn people when I was talking about Mao Zedong's China, because I'm a student of history. When Mao Zedong had the Red Revolution in China, what they did was, I'll give you one little example. They went in to hospitals, and they said that the surgeons, see, this was not about race, it was about class warfare, because they were all Chinese, right? They went into the hospitals, and they said that the surgeon was a counter-revolutionary elitist, and they put the surgeon into the laundry of the hospital and made him a laundress. And they took these peasant girls from the laundry and put them into the surgical theaters and said, you are a surgeon and a doctor now. And if the girl said to the commandant, but I don't know how to do it, they said, you're a counter-revolutionary, and they put her into an internment camp. This is what happened in communist China under Mao Zedong. Don't think we're too far away from that here. When you look at the incompetence in this country that is being fostered upon the competent, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying, Rich. I'm sure you get it in the Navy.
I see that all the time in the Navy, Michael. Any time that I bring up any type of common sense to these people, they're all like, oh, guns are bad. You don't need guns. I mean, you know.
In the military, they're telling you guns are bad?
The people that I work with.
In the military, guns are bad? So what are they going to defend their ships with?
In the Navy, there are socialists in my military that I work with that tell me guns are bad.
Well, maybe airplanes are bad, too. Look, you know, there is a solution to the problem with the Navy, which is that they can hire the guy that they have in the Army to run the Navy as well, and Dempsey can put all of the Navy ships into port. He can mothball them and just keep them as floating bordellos and floating reeducation centers. And he can certainly let the young ladies continue to get pregnant at government expense and throw at anyone who can fire a gun or fly a plane. That would be a solution. All you got to do is plug into shore power.
Yeah, it's true. When I take these people,
well, Rich, look, to me, I'm gonna get too sardonic for my own good, because I gotta cut it off. It gets me sick, actually, to even keep repeating the truths that I actually see. And I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. How about some rock and roll for a moment on the Savage Nation? After all, it's a Tuesday. It's late on the East Coast. It's early, late evening on the West Coast. And maybe politics is a little heavy. You want me to talk about the fallacies of gluten, which I heard Rush... Huh? No, no. Hold it. I don't want to hear a song when I'm not finished talking. I heard that Rush copied my entire speech about gluten, which I've been giving you for several months. I'm glad to hear that his scriptwriter took a transcript of my show on the fallacies of the gluten, glutomania, as I call it, and that Rush himself copied Savage. But that's nothing new. This has been going on for many years, but finally, I'm sad to report he's slipping where we can actually trace it to my show. Secondly, what does he know about nutrition? The answer is absolutely nothing. You say, well, why are you bothering ripping him? Why not? I'm an independent. Why shouldn't I? What, is he sacrosanct? Nobody is sacrosanct in this business, including myself. I'm attacked all the time. So, therefore, the buck stops here. I've got to tell you what I think. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go to open mic to mic on the Savage Nation. You know all of the news stories. You know what's out there, right? You've seen the headlines. You know that the Republican candidate won by 10 points or 9 points in South Carolina, special election. You can read the websites yourself. You can go to the Drudge Report and call me on any topic. George Soros earns $19 million in 36 hours on a currency bet. No, he earned $60 million on a currency bet in 36 hours. That's Obama's money changer, George Soros. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare state can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by the candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Hey, this is a traffic from HB Pavilion where the Sharks are getting ready to take on the Canucks. Looking for some heavy traffic outside the arena and on Highway 87, northbound 280 at Saratoga Avenue. We've got the right lane blocked by a crash there. CHP's their traffic slow behind it. Signal alert still in effect for the Golden Gate Bridge. Emergency road work all day long continues in one lane mid-span in the southbound direction. Look for delays. And big delays still for the Sunol Grade, northbound 680 from Mission Boulevard South to Mission Boulevard North because of a problem on Mission Boulevard North. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit Rossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack!
His clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Take time to smell the roses at the 25-acre Quarry Hill Botanical Garden. You can snag half-off tickets at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies to protect them from surges, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going. Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and start using their secure, professionally managed data center today. You'll not only stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable, low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security and support 24/7, and 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
On the next morning show, Whistleblower Wednesday, the Benghazi hearings, and who's the biggest of the day? Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I like the Eagles. I really do. I'll tell you about them in a minute. To be friendly with, not an Eagle, I was friendly with, who know, one of the rock and rollers. I lost track. I know where he went, the early days, 70s. Had a big hit. They did disappear, you know, the big hits, and they're gone. Moved to Arizona. I don't know. They open up a flower shop, whatever. What do you do if you're an old rock and roller? You had one hit. That must be a horrible life to lead, I would think, is to have had. You know, the worst? I knew a kid in junior high school who had, like, a major rock and roll hit. I'm in the seventh grade. This kid was flown to Japan with his group. He was dating blondes, 22 years old. He was 15 or 14. I don't know how old he was. I really don't. They bought him a car that someone drove him around. He wound up as a postman years later. I ran into him in Woodstock, New York, wearing a postal. Now, I'm not knocking the postal service, but, you know, what if you have a big hit when you're 14, 15 years old? You got to burn out? I mean, that's, I guess, where the drugs come in. I really don't know. But a lot of these rock and rollers, I mean, you know, where do they go from there? All of the love and the adulation. And then they get older and where they are. But then, yeah, I love the Eagles in Hotel California. In fact, I once wrote a short story set in a strip club in San Francisco where the Eagles were playing Hotel California. I don't know what happened to that short story. That did not make it into my family storybook for last Christmas. The publisher said it's a family book. Leave that story out. So let me read you a paragraph. I'm tired of politics already. A Time for War by Michael Savage, my new novel. I'm going to read you about North Beach, where my character, the hero, is visiting a restaurant in North Beach that I go to all the time. And it starts with this. The table's wobbly, Abe Cohn complained good-naturedly. That's because you moved the cardboard, Bruno Spumante replied, pointing to the toe of the man's Nike. Four menus tucked under his arm, he bent to shove the cardboard back. That's real classy, Abe said across Bruno's back. Vegan thin with a long gray ponytail, Abe winked at Jack and Doc Mattson. So says the man in the Rolling Stones sweatshirt, said Doc. Abe Cohen was an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population. Doc Mattson, older in God, 6'2", with granite eyes and a cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. They shared a love of wine and a distaste for doctrinaire leftists, but Doc and Abe disagreed with a vengeance on just about everything. Jack had met them for brunch at Spumante's, Bruno's restaurant in North Beach. Hey, this sweatshirt is vintage from Altamont, Abe said. The prosecution rests, Bruno replied. He stood, his bald head glistening with perspiration under the warming sun. and his lucky black vest showing its age. He had worn it every day since he opened his doors 17 years before. 50-year-old Bruno Spumante passed laminated menus to the three guests. They were seated at one of a dozen tables outside the restaurant. Because it was a weekday, brunch was not a busy time. Bruno didn't make money being open this early. He did it so his regulars could have coffee or melon, and also, Jack knew, so he could have an audience for his Mussolini-esque monologues. Bruno smiled and bent to give Eddie a brisk rub on the head when he was finished. Jack knew this was probably the last smile Bruno would crack all day. The hardworking son of immigrants, Bruno was a fierce supporter of what he called American truth, the nation's original compass settings, and he was chronically glum over the way the United States had become what he called left behind. And he wasn't referring to end of days, but to socialism in a body part. Bruno's spontaneous, combative monologues had made him something of a tourist attraction in the Italian district. He said, "You hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new," Bruno said, as a waiter brought water. "They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day." Abe says, "Your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table." "Hey, this is an earthquake zone, Chicago," Bruno snapped. What you fix today will be broken tomorrow." "What did he just call Abe?" Jack asked Doc. Doc knew how to curse in 40 languages. I can't repeat it on the air. It's a family show. Jack laughed. "By the way, Abe, I stumbled across an article about hippies," he added, "specifically counterintelligence. Anyway, I go on and on. It's really well written. A Time for War. You should read it for one reason. Not to enrich me, because I don't need it, but to enrich yourself because you need it." 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. WABC Joseph, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just heard you reading from your book. I mean, you're a writer, like I'm an astronaut. Well, you what a writer you are. Oh, boring.
Wait, that's a put-down.
Market going up.
Wait, excuse me. Is that, if that's a put-down, Joseph, you're a put-down artist, like I'm an astronaut. Are you there? What happened, Joseph? What happened, Joseph? You tried a shot and you lost? Your wife put you up to it? Your communist wife on the Upper East Side? You're a writer. You're a writer like I'm an astronaut. Joseph, you're a put-down artist like I'm an astronaut. Symbol shot. Okay, anyway, he tried it. The wife put him up to it so she could say, "You know, he called that guy, that savage guy. He really put him in his place. He said, you're a writer like I'm an astronaut." Well, okay, whatever. Hey, I'm open for business. You want to take a shot at me? Go ahead. Make my day. 855-400-SAVAGE. Give it a shot. See if I care. Let's do insults. That might be better than a radio show today. Best radio show of all time. I don't know what that was, but we have craziness going on in the Savage Nation today. I'll be back for another couple of big hours right here on your local station. Don't you dare turn that dial, because if you do, you'll be disappointed. Be here or be absolutely nowhere. It's the Savage Nation.
Jordan. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In the misty morning fog, our hearts have felt better than you. Bright girl.
It is The Savage Nation. We moved up a few decades. From the 50s, we're now playing some Van Morrison. I think I moved up to 1971 in my song selections. I mean, if something's good, why not play it? I own classic cars. Why not play some classic music? Right? I could play classy music. What would you like to hear? I'm not in the music business. Forget about it. I'm not interested. So anyway, I was talking about the communist administration that we have and how Americans are deceived because they're so biased and drugged up that they don't even understand what's happening to them, the destruction of the military, the decimation of our schools, the decimation of our borders, language, and culture by the administration, that they're blinded. And all they're doing is watching the stock market. And very few people are actually benefiting from the rise in the stock market. Investors, who are they? Why aren't they the same large investors that brought it down in the what was it? I forget the year already. 08? Wasn't it in 08 when they manipulated the market and crashed so they could take this unknown individual from the Chicago streets and turn him into president? Wasn't it the very same forces then who were playing with the market now? Are the questions that many Americans continue to ask who are staying out of the stock market, incidentally. That's another topic we can certainly talk about. If you care to chime in on any of these topics, it's 855-400-7282. That's the Savage Nation. Now heard on 200 stations. Wait until you hear what's coming tomorrow. Could be 201 stations for all I know. Let's start in San Francisco on KSFO. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, an amazing mind. You just are such a visionary. Just a little history. I'm from the back east. I was born in Rochester, New York, and I came out to San Francisco. And my sister went to Berkeley and became a PhD nutritionalist. So I've always considered you almost like a father figure when I listen to you on the air.
That's interesting. There's some similarities there. That's where I earned my doctorate as well, as you probably know, because if you listen to me for these 18 years, you probably know that.
Yes, I do. And,
so you're basically calling to support me because that guy called and put me down, right? You feel defensive for me. I understand that. But listen, he got back stronger than he gave. He said, you're a writer? How boring. You're a writer like I'm an astronaut. So I said, you're a put-down artist like I'm an astronaut. He doesn't understand that it goes two ways. So, Greg, I'm not injured by it, believe me, but I thank you for defending me. I really do. Okay?
No, I read all your books. That Political Zoo book is just beyond. I love that book so much. I refer to it to all my pothead friends. And you know,
oh, that was fun. That was great with the cartoons in it of the various. You know, I think that brought about my being banned in Britain because I so skewered Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. I turned them into birds of prey in the cartoons. I don't think they ever forgave me.
No, I'm sure they didn't. No, you have such a vision. I have to get your latest book. I haven't quite gotten that one yet.
Well, look, A Time for War is worth reading. So I'm going to send it to you, Greg. Stay on the line. That's all. I don't want to talk about my books because people misinterpret it. They say, oh, he's talking about his books too much. Well, what do you want to do? If I've written 28 books, should I not talk about it? I'm a prolific author. What do you want me to do, make believe I'm not? That's what I do. I'm a talker and I'm a writer. So what should I not? I should not talk about what I do. I should be embarrassed by it. What should I tell you? I'm a seamstress? 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game. Let's go to KSFO again. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Greetings, Dr. Savage. As usual, I want to thank you and salute you for everything you do. And I wasn't planning on getting on the air tonight, but that last caller just really got under my skin. You had sent me a book. You sent me Train Tracks a while ago, and I didn't really get a chance to read much of it until recently. So I read about half the book, and it prompted me to go out and purchase. Right now I'm looking at The Political Zoo, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Trickle-Up Poverty, Trickle-Down Tyranny, and Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's.
Boy, you have almost the entire Savage library, Mark.
I know, right?
All right, I'm going to send you my novel, A Time for War. I don't want to talk about my books. I actually would like to, but I'm not going to because people get offended by it. Those who wish they could write books are offended by it. You know where the bullies really exist? Cyberbullying is terrible. If you read what people write about, like the article that came out about me the other day where I won that lawsuit after years of fighting and spending $1 million or so, you should see the jealousy and the hatred that people will write. They're such cyberbullies. They sit at home in their pajamas and they think by firing off a little email that someone's listening to them. It's cyberbullying. That's what it is. And it's freedom of speech. I get it. It doesn't bother me at all, but you should see what people write about me. I'm used to it, though, after 18 years. It doesn't matter. Here's a little news story. A shift in the goals of China's rich abroad. China's rich continue to want to invest and move abroad in large numbers. Oh, they want to emigrate out of China now that they have money. Where do they want to move? Let's see where they want to move. I don't think Israel would be at the top of their list. How many still want to come to America? I don't know. The report estimates that there were about 700,000 high net worth individuals at the end of 2012, more than double the number 2008, and on pace to grow 20% by 2013. The population of ultra-high net worth in China is around 40,000. Okay, so what's the story about? I don't get it. Where are they going? Wealthy Chinese are looking to preserve their wealth as their main objective. Well, they better not move to California where they will give up 15% to state taxes. I don't think Jerry Brown will put out the welcome mat for wealthy Chinese when they hear that they're paying almost 50% federal and 15% local. I mean, state. You know, I don't think they're going to pick California as their goal anymore. That's all. 855-400-7282. What time is it already? 11 minutes after? Okay, I'll get to the newspapers early on the Savage Nation. Let's go to the Old York Times front page because there are some good stories on it, which is shocking. U.S. workers sue as big farms rely on immigrants. Black Americans claim growers unfairly favor Mexicans. Now, that's an interesting story for many reasons. And the main reason is because the blacks will be the most severely affected by the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, mainly Mexicans, should they be legitimized in this country. It will be the black people who will be the biggest losers, by the way. And here's what one of the black workers said in Vidalia, Georgia, where sweet Vidalia onions are harvested. They like the Mexicans because they are scared and will do anything they tell them to, said Sherry Thomason, who worked for 7 years in the fields here, then quit. Last month, she and other local residents filed a federal lawsuit against a large grower of onions, Stanley Farms, alleging that it mistreated them and paid them less than it paid the Mexicans. See, as Congress weighs immigration legislation expected to expand the guest worker program, another group is increasingly crying foul, Mr. Obama. Americans, mostly black, who live near the farms and say they want the field work but cannot get it because it is going to Mexicans. The black people contend that they are illegally discouraged from applying for work and treated shabbily by farmers who prefer the foreigners for their malleability. Well, that's a very telling story and shockingly true for the New York Times. There is an element to this story that is not in there, and it's not about Mexican workers versus poor farmers, poor blacks. It is about the hundreds of thousands of Indians and Chinese who will be brought in to steal tech jobs from American technology workers because they are more compliant and will work for less money. The immigration bill will destroy the American workforce, the Native American workforce, and I'm not referring to Native Americans in the sense of so-called North American Indians. The Native American workforce in the computer industry, the techies, will be decimated because Google and the other big operators want cheap labor from India and China, labor, moreover, that they can manipulate and control because Americans, you see, are a bit too independent. 855-400-7282. Well, I'm not asking you to comment on it. I'm right. There's nothing more you could say. There's nothing more you could say about it. I mean, I just said the whole thing. Here's the next story on the old York Times front page. It's a picture of Assad. White House sticks the cautious path on Syria. U.S. doubts rebels have deployed nerve gas. In this case, I agree with Obama. I told you a stopwatch is right twice a day. Obama's right on going cautiously in Syria because by what I've read, there are reports even coming out of the U.N. that the nerve gas, which may have been used, was used by the so-called rebels. And don't assume the rebels are good guys. Most of them are al-Qaeda. And the ones you see are the ones that CNN likes to show you, the Americanized, tight dungaree guys with iPhones in their back pockets. The White House insisted Monday that it could not be thrown off its cautious approach to Syria, despite Israeli military strikes near Damascus and new questions about the use of chemical weapons in the civil war there. So I actually think Obama's right for going slowly. I'm totally opposed to American engagement in Syria. I have been for weeks, and I agree with Obama on going cautiously. He's 100% right. We have no business in Syria. It's a civil war. Have we not learned from Iraq? Have we not learned from Afghanistan? Shall we go back? Have we not learned from Vietnam? We have no business in Syria. The Israelis have a business defending themselves from a gas attack emanating from Hezbollah armed by Iran. And so that's why they launched their jets the other day. But that's in their backyard, not in our backyard. And Israel has U.S. weapons sufficient to defend themselves, including bunker buster bombs. We should not be involved. Obama's 100% right about this. And, you know, you could just disagree with the guy to disagree with him, but then you become an idiot if you disagree with everything he does just to disagree with him. I mean, he's right. Now, he may be right for the wrong reasons, though. He's right because he's inherently a pacifist, except when it comes to killing people who, let's say, don't deserve to be killed. Let's leave it hanging in the air that way. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Hey guys, guess what? Just a little heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and mom wants to look fabulous. Let me tell you, get the woman in your life a brand new head of hair from Ovation Cell Therapy. Its three-step process takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. Think about all the styling mom does, the curling iron, the straighteners, the perms, all of that damages your hair. And there are no products out there that can take your hair back to its healthy state except Ovation. It does it with its three-step process, and you'll feel the difference within the first couple times that you use it. And they have a special offer going on right now. If you go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And don't you forget our call letters, KSFO at checkout, so you get a special introductory discount.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. and even to my husband's critical eye. He was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, certapro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. And here we are. Here we are on a lonesome Tuesday night, 23 minutes after the hour across the country. I can safely say that. You can't give the time out with any certainty on a national show other than by the minutes and the seconds because of all the different time zones. Let me show you a little bit of newspaper bias. I mean, it's an old story, the bias in the media toward the so-called liberal side. Former Republican South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford revives a so-called scandal-scarred political career, and he wins a landslide tonight, wins back his old seat against a super well-funded sister of some dunce on the television set named Colbert. And the Libs gave her a ton of money, and she gets smashed, 55 to 46 or something like that. The local rag, the Chronicle, just reports ex-Republican gov edges out a Democrat. No, he didn't edge it out. It was a landslide. It's a landslide, and I'll make a prediction. We're going to see a midterm election just like we saw in 2010, the Democrats are going to lose across the board because America's fed up with Obama and they're fed up with the corruption. They're fed up with the division. They're fed up with his, I won't give you any more verbs on the subject. If you want to read them, read the Trickle-Down Tyranny. You can see 390 pages of it with references. I think America's catching on to what this man is. Nevertheless, I think this is a good sign, and I'm going to take some pleasure in it because I believe the Democrats are going to get smashed in the next election in the midterms, and I do not believe they're going to take back. That's unless the Republicans throw the elections again or destroy themselves like they did with Romney. I mean, they picked the worst possible candidate. I personally liked Romney. I had dinner with him in North Beach in the North Beach restaurant. It's a famous picture. It's on my website. That was 2 years before he ran. Nice man. But let me tell you something. Nice guys don't finish last. They don't finish at all. And the Republicans don't need another nice guy. Moreover, although I respect the Mormons deeply, and I've said so for years, they made a mistake picking a man of the Mormon faith because the fundamentalist Christians didn't vote for him. The conservatives didn't vote for him. That's why he lost. Now, couple that with the fact that Obama granted amnesty to about 3 million Hispanics with the stroke of a pen, and you understand how he stole the election and how the Republicans helped him steal the election. So let's pray the Republicans don't do it again. But I wouldn't count on it. You know, the Republicans don't mean conservative. They just mean socialism light, as I've said for over 10 years now. I was the first one to declare George Bush a fiscal socialist, by the way back when. And I was roundly condemned for that statement by many of you truly, you know, Republican, loyalists. But I was right. George Bush had increased the size of the federal government by a factor of three times larger than the previous four administrations. I saw what he was doing. So George Bush was a fiscal socialist, and, that's it. But I slept better at night. I slept better at night. Although George Bush was a fiscal socialist, he was an American in every other way. I'm sorry I can't say the same for this administration, in my opinion. But then again, it's only one man's opinion. I realize it's rather offensive to listen to these words, but it's like Radio Free Europe was in its heyday when the communists controlled everything. People have compared my radio show for many years now to the Samizdat, and that would be a phrase that only the Russian listeners understand. During the terrible years before the wall fell, there was an underground movement in Russia where they had an underground press and underground broadcasts. And they were known as the Samizdat, I believe. Pardon me if I mangle my Russian. But in many ways, although I'm a national talk show host and very well published and et cetera, and on many stations, the opinions that I express are in such a minority that it almost feels as though it's illegitimate for being expressed. Many of you are shocked to hear it because the press is so biased, the media is so twisted, that any criticism whatsoever, any expression of reality whatsoever, is offensive to people whose brains have been washed. But then again, that's what you have to do if that's what you have to do. It's one man's opinion at the end of the day. You don't have to listen to me, and you can turn the dial. 855-400-7282. I hope you don't turn the dial, but okay. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan. Susan, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Michael, leaders take courage, and you have courage. But the reason I'm calling is to give a local story about what the Chinese have done to us here in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, they're taking over. GM, Government Motors under Obama, is building a Cadillac plant in China. How do you like that? That's what you're calling about?
No, I'm talking about the Chinese taking over an old GM plant.
Oh, hold on, Susan. Let's hear what Obama's friends are doing over there in Detroit, ex-Motor City.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Kidnapping survivor J.C. Dugard says the women who and were found at a Cleveland home after being missing for about a decade need a chance to heal and reconnect with the world. In a statement, Dugard said the human spirit is resilient and the case reaffirms that people should never give up hope. State health officials are investigating a possible security breach involving 2,000 California birth records. A reel containing names, addresses, social security numbers, and some medical information was found in an unsecure location. And a real estate industry survey finds that California had the second largest increase in home prices in the United States last month. CoreLogic says prices increased by 17.2%, second only to Nevada at 22.2%. Nationwide, the increase was 10.5%. Your weather, partly cloudy overnight, mostly cloudy tomorrow, but the temperatures low 60s to the low 70s. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Looking to upgrade to Cobra's revolutionary Amcel clubs? The adjustable ones that come in four fresh colors? What about a Fowler flat bill or some Puma plaid pants? Regardless of what Cobra Puma gear you're after, you score big at Goldsmith. Right now, you can take home free gift cards when you pick up new Cobra or Puma golf gear at Golfsmith. As much as $250 worth. Whether you're looking to play like a pro or just dress like one, Golfsmith is the only place to score free Cobra Puma gift cards.
The reverse mortgage is a great way to improve your quality of life, keep your independence, plus increase your cash flow, and you still own your own home. Qualifying is easy with no income or credit checks. You need to be at least 62 or over with some equity in your property. You may have a current mortgage that will be paid off. The benefits of the federally insured reverse mortgage allow you to increase your cash flow tax-free without adding debt or new payments to you or your loved ones. Choosing a reverse mortgage might be the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us today for more information and a free detailed benefit summary based on your needs. Ask about the Lenox Financial Reverse Mortgage. So give us a call at 800-608-8707. That's 800-608-8707. Qualifying is easy with no income or credit checks. Call now to speak to a reverse mortgage specialist at 800-608-8707. That's 800-608-8707.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
On the next morning show, Whistleblower Wednesday, the Benghazi hearings, and who's the biggest of the day? Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO. You're so
fine. I like the Echo Box. I like Echo Chambers. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. Compare it to today. Rubbing the crotch with the bling in the tooth. How this country degenerates so rapidly? How did it happen? Play it again just for a minute because I shouldn't have talked. He didn't have bling in his teeth. He could sing. He could hold a tune. He'd have a diamond in his ear and his nose. Anyway, whatever. It's one man's opinion. It's one man's opinion watching the country go to you-know-where in a handbasket. I never understood that. What's a handbasket? What do you mean going to you-know-where in a handbasket? What's the handbasket got to do with it? Where'd that come from? There must be from the Bible, like a reference from the Bible. Something to do with a handbasket or whatever. You know, I haven't read from the Bible in weeks. I haven't done a Bible reading for those of you out there who are atheists, just to offend you. I haven't offended any of the atheists by reading from the Holy Scriptures. I should do that once in a while. Let me see if we can find one that's appropriate for today. This one I like, where babes... Here it is. And I will give children to be their princes. Oh, Barry! And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. That sounds like the brats ruling America. Doesn't it? I like that one. As for my, here's Isaiah 9. As for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them. Even then they had the problem. That Hillary back in ancient Israel? As for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them. Oh, my people that they lead thee, cause thee to err. Oh, my people, they that lead thee, cause thee to err. See? The ancient Israelites had this problem. And destroy the way of thy pants. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the peoples. So, in other words, Isaiah was saying it was the leaders who were screwing the Israelites and led them astray. So even then they had the problem. A baby is their master and women rule over them. I have nothing against women ruling over me, as long as they're American women who believe in America, as opposed to Benghazi women who believe in Ben-Gay. 855-400-7282. Joe... Okay, stop with the cymbal shot. It actually diminishes from my humor. You would think it actually increases, it decreases. That's beginner talk show hosts need that kind of stuff. I don't need it. You know how many years I've been doing this already? I don't know. How many? 19 years, Michael? I'm having a soliloquy right now. I started in 94. They said I wouldn't last a week. So it's 19 years later. The show is growing by leaps and bounds. March 24th, 2014, mark your calendars, God willing. That's like a year from, less than a year. It will be my 20th year in broadcasting, should I still be walking the planet. And if I am, I'm going to make a commitment to you right now. I'm going to do one event, one live event. I'm going to rent the stadium, probably on the East Coast where it's a bigger audience. I'm planning it right now, my 20th anniversary. I'm not going to rent Yankee Stadium. That would be fun. For me, a kid from New York, if I could rent Yankee Stadium and do a live performance, that's already too grandiose. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not beyond Beyonce. I would say I could draw 50,000, 30,000 to 50,000 in one shot, I would say. But I don't want to put myself in a 70,000-seat theater, and then it would look like Obama in a campaign rally. WABC Joel in New York, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. This is a privilege and an honor to speak to you.
Well, that's nice to have someone who appreciates me. What's on your mind tonight, Joel?
Well, first, there's a big following here in New York for you that I never called them, a first-time caller. And speaking about the Yankee Stadium, we would pay for it. You know that? Since you're apropos, you spoke from the Bible. We would pay for you going to Yankee Stadium. We will fill
that. That would be something. Well, I imagine you're a religious Jewish person from Brooklyn, and I'm surprised that you're still listening to me after my position on circumcision.
No, let me explain to you. It's all controversy. I could clear this all up for you. I'm a rabbi's rabbi.
I'm not opposed to circumcision per se, Joel. I was opposed to that method used by some within the ultra-Orthodox sects that use the human mouth on that particular organ after circumcision. I find it repulsive and barbaric.
I understand, Michael. I'm not blaming you. But pretty much you're on key with everything. Well, you know where you're coming from. It's not, you know, you're
all right. So in other words, even guys who disagree with me still listen to me. They didn't turn me off and call me a renegade?
Let me explain to you something. We are very intelligent people. We like to be, a little challenged, you know. Some people don't like to.
All right. Thank God. I was afraid I lost my entire New York religious audience.
Ready to pay for you to come here. We'll do the whole thing for you. And I'm not joking. I'm a man. They use my lines in WABC and WNBC. You know that?
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear I still have the audience there. I got to tell you, it's a big audience. It's very important and it's very intelligent. And here's the thing that people don't understand about religious people. They don't have televisions. They don't watch television. It's against their biblical precepts. They generally tune out of the media, and I'm one of the few shows they ever listen to. Am I right, Joel?
Yes. But the thing is, let me just explain to you. Be surprised how apt and how on target we are. We're in business. We're in community. We do very well, okay? We're very generous with our money to those right organizations that we give it, okay? And there's nobody who gives money like we do.
What do you mean? Your group gives money to right-wing organizations to help the conservative movement in America? Is that what you're saying?
Hmm?
You're saying you give money to conservative groups?
We could give money to the groups that we feel that we would like to back for our...
And when you say, and Joel, when you say we, who are you referring to? Who is we?
It's really a strong group of 80 organizations that I represent.
Ah, okay. So you're an umbrella organization. You're the head of a big group.
Your leadership program.
I'm talking to a real heavyweight here. You're not an average guy who runs a lock stand.
Make me a radio station. I do not need that right now. Zev ran a program. But the point is that I just wanted to first tell you that you very much appreciate your voice, and you shouldn't put yourself down. You have a lot more people behind you than you think. Okay?
I don't put myself down. I get discouraged because it's allergy season. I'm tired. That's all. It's not about my emotions. It's about the allergies are whacking me down. I mean, they're really killing me.
So let me just give you a little secret.
Is there some kind of schmaltz I can take for allergies? Some secret recipe from the old country?
For allergies. I beat my own allergies, believe it or not. I know that you're a professor and you know my time.
I'm joking. But what do you use for allergies?
Well, you know what? I got rid of allergies years ago, and I found out, you want to know? I used something that was on the market, and then they banned it. You know why I realized they banned it? Because it was working.
Of course. That's right. Then you wouldn't have to go to allergists anymore.
That's it. So I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable. So first, I wanted to commend you on that Tisha B'Av program that you once did with when they got the settlers out that day.
You're talking about when Ariel Sharon drove the settlers out of Gaza, right?
But I just want to tell you something. Everything is going according to the plan. When I was a little boy, I started an organization now to stop divorces among Jewish people also. It's called the Eishes Chayil program, Women of Valor.
What, no divorce ever, even if it's a miserable, horrendous, disgusting, horrible, fighting marriage?
Most divorces in the Jewish community, at least, can work out.
Actually, there's a truth to that, because what happens in the case of instant divorce is that people look for someone else, and they often wind up 2-3 years later in the same position that they were before.
And even worse. You know why?
With the husband on top and the woman on bottom. I'm just joking. No, they wind up in the same place.
They wind up even worse, because what happens is they have children from a previous marriage now, and now those children I'm not happy because they don't
have... Well, you know, since you're getting into it, I'm not going to get squeamish about it. Let's get right into this. I believe that there's a lot to be said for arranged marriages, and that goes on in your community, doesn't it, Joel?
Well, all our marriages, we believe, are arranged from God. It's based on the Talmud. So it says when the first marriage, for some unfortunate reason, dissolves, it says that the... It says it in the Talmud Sanhedrin on page, on the folio 22, it says it that the Mizbeach, the altar, cries. So it means, what is it telling us? It's telling us where God cries. God is the one who sets, ranges marriages, and we're just messages. That's why it's called Shatkin. Matchmaker is really the matchmaker for God. He just gets a shliach. He's supposed to get paid for it. You give him something because he's...
So why are you against divorce? Because it hurts the family?
For children to be happy. I think that people went with the wrong ideologies in our community, and sometimes they realize after the divorce, then they're all alone. They didn't do a good thing for their children. They didn't do a good thing for the family. A lot of times, other people had mixed into the marriages. So if they won't give a divorce right away, in other words, in time, you're supposed to make peace. And so a lot of...
Joel, I'm sure you concur with my statements, which I've made consistently for many years, that the greatest friends in Israel are to be found in the fundamentalist Christian community. We're on the same page with that, correct?
Same page, but for different reasons. Remember you just mentioned different reasons for Obama?
Wait, hold on. No, I understand, but yes, but you believe that's true, correct? Now, I've heard Jewish people say to me, well, but they believe that because we're going to all be converted, blah, blah, blah. You don't believe that, do you?
No, it's never going to happen. Look, we are the real people. We are the Hebrews. The word Vatican is a Hebrew word that means to establish. They established the new order. They're absolutely correct.
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be his own treasure out of all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. But you see, that can lead to arrogance, Joel. That's the problem.
No, the problem is it's soon over. It's not a question. I'm only talking because I'm on a show. If you knew me, I'm not really arrogant. I believe all peoples are people of God. We're all people. We should all communicate. We should all get along. We should love one another. We should have that. But everybody was given different roles.
What about the Hittite and the Girgashite and the Amorite and the Canaanite? I mean, they still exist. You know it and I know it.
Well, no, of course they exist. The thing is, so we're not against no peoples. We have to do will of...
Beautiful. No, it's a great community. I understand it very well. Look, like every other community, there are good and there are bad and they're indifferent. There's brilliant and there's stupid and there's average in every community. And that's true in a religious and a non-religious community, Joel. I know that. In other words, just because a person wears the garb and talks the mumbo-jumbo doesn't make them holy. Am I right?
I dress in a suit. I dress a twin bed. I'm 6 foot. I have a cleft. I did Travolta, actually, in the movies. I know how to play guitar. We're all different people.
So you're looking for a job, huh? You want a radio gig?
Well, you know, I don't need the radio. I'm really a scholar.
Oh, come on. I'm pulling your beard. Stop it.
No, no, you're not pulling my beard. There's a truth. I like to come on your boat, fish with you, you know. And,
you want to, but there's no gefilte out here in the San Francisco Bay.
One terrific man. People should only know how...
There's no gefilte in these waters. There's flounder, there's halibut, there's salmon, but you're not going to find any gefilte.
No gefilte. All right.
No, not in these bays. I'm sorry. There's a different kind of fish out here. Very fishy.
Kapanash from Cedarhurst.
So let me ask you something. What made you call tonight? What's the main reason?
I'm sitting here. I have a thing. I'm taking care of my sick mother. I'm doing the Fifth Commandment. I have 8 children. I played with my 2 granddaughters yesterday, beautiful redheads.
God bless you. That's beautiful.
I have a grandson, and I look 40. Nobody will believe that I'm a father of 8. My wife, certainly, they wouldn't believe that.
But why are you in such good health? Because you believe in God? You believe that spirit gives... You believe that God's spirit gives you the energy?
Such energy. I tell you, all these shiksas are interested in me. I wear my titsis out. I'm a proud Jew. I'm a proud Hebrew. I love all kinds of people. And I'm just a real person, meaning if I go through a tub, I say good morning, I'm true to the garbage man, I say hello, how are you, I'm friendly and nice, you know what I mean? I'm not a pushover, don't get me wrong, I'm not a pushover.
But what is it that you do? You're the head of a major organization that represents 70 organizations?
Courses in Talmud, I'm a Chadash Shalat, even among the rabbis, they told me right
there. I honestly don't know that what it means, I'm not trying to be facetious, I don't.
I'll tell you what it means, that I am a Chadash, meaning that I come out with new ideas on the Talmud and put together different things from all the,
So you're actually still writing the commentary all of these centuries later?
Continuously. basically work going on between Israel and out of the country. It's amazing work. That
so let me, Joe, let me lay it on the line. You're a very religious man, and yet you have one foot in the modern world. You can talk very well, and you're willing to express yourself on a major radio show. You see what's going on now in the Middle East. You see what's going on here. Let me hear from a religious Jewish perspective what is coming. Because I know many people would like to hear your answer.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be the year, we're in Tuf Shinai and Gimel, the year 5,700, okay, 5,773, okay?
Should I bet that number tonight? No, come on, I'm pulling your leg.
Let me give you the number to bet. I'll give you the number to bet.
So what's coming, though?
Myself. So I've proven this in the...
But what's... I need to know. You're into numerology. I know a lot of people are, so what's coming?
It isn't everything. The Torah was the blueprint for the world.
But you're not answering. You're not answering. You're playing Talmudic rabbi with me because you are one. What's coming?
7 leap years in a 19-year cycle, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Jewish code of law, written by Rabbi Yosef...
But you won't... You sound like a lawyer now. You're billing by the minute. What's coming? Can't you tell me without telling me how you arrive at it? What's happening? What's going to happen?
I charge Obama much more than you. Trust me. All right?
So the point. Yeah, so what? So give me an answer already? I mean, you're making me laugh. You're giving me a good time, which is nice, but what's coming already?
You know why he's called Obama?
You won't answer. I guarantee you really are a lawyer.
The answer is it's coming a very frightening year and a good year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm the only one who prays in my community. I tell them I'm praying for the nuclear war. When I was a child learning...
Oh, God. No, you don't mean that.
Doom. It's not gloom and doom because we believe in God Almighty. Okay?
What do you mean praying for a nuclear war? Where?
Meaning to tell you... Don't just listen because you don't...
Wait, now it's starting to border already. What do you mean a nuclear war? Where?
I mean to say, look...
Joel, stop already. Where do you predict a nuclear war?
The nuclear war is going to be on Israel. It has to be on Israel. Israel was the focal point of the world. It's the Dome of the Rock where Damascus is where the world was created from. That's why they have the Dome of the Rock. They're protecting that. That was the Evan Shasia, the rock that God formed the world from. If you go 15 levels down, that's where the water is. If you open it, King David plugged it up with the Shema Mefirish, the 72 letters of the Tetragrammaton. Okay? And that is the focal point of the world. That's why it's called the Middle East, by the way.
No, I do want, by the way, stop for 1 minute, Joel. When I was in Jerusalem many years ago and I walked on the cobblestones of Jerusalem, I said I'm in the center of the world. I felt it and I knew it.
Now, my friend Rabbi Glickman of blessed memory was a big fan of yours. He says Savage comes from a Lutfisher. He was from the Rosh Hashivas, Rabbi Bloch from Cleveland of Telt. I don't know if you heard of that.
No.
But he said that he was a big fan of yours, and he said you are very intuitive. You must come from big people, he said. You know that?
Well, my father was an antique dealer, uneducated. My mother was not educated formally. There was no one in my lineage that I know of who was of any scholarly acclaim. I don't know how big their minds were. They didn't have the opportunities that I had.
Okay, but they created the opportunities for you. Everything that you are today...
Yes, I agree with that. That's right. They gave me a value system of hard work and study. That's what they taught me.
You said that about your father, too. Remember, I listened to you, what you said. So the point, what I'm saying to you is that you have a great talent, and I want you not to be burnt out. I want you to refresh yourself, come anew. It says every day, HaMechadesh V'tuvay B'chol Yom Tamid. Every day, God creates the world anew. People take...
This is great. I need you to give me a spiritual boost every morning, Joel. I'm going to have to call you for a... How much do you charge a minute on the phone on a 900 number? Hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com.
problem, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code, MOM14.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you own a Lexus? The answer is now. It's your turn. Because now at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase for 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-369-9668.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
He was great. I'm going to be in touch with Joel by email, but I only have a minute and a half left in this hour. And I want to say this, whether you're a believer or not a believer, you know, it's your business, obviously. But I read Buddhist tractates on this show. I read Old Testament. I read Christian New Testament. And you can even read it from the point of view of literature. I'm going to give you an example of a proverb, and you'll see where the words come from. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. And the foolish shall be servant to the wise of heart. But look at the phrase, inherit the wind. You say, oh, a writer wrote that. Yeah, well, a writer wrote that in biblical times. How many great novels have biblical phrases for titles? I did this as a show once, right? He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. It's amazing. The language is amazing. So just from the point of view of exercising your mind, you should even read the Proverbs, even if you're a non-believer, because you'll find your literacy level will improve when you compare it to the culture that we live in, which is debased and being debased on a regular basis, whether it be the illiterate rap music, the illiterate television programming, or whatever. So if you steep your mind in something a little higher, your mind gets improved. It's that simple. So I'm going to read you something for in 40 seconds, the teaching of Buddha that I love. A man who chases after fame and wealth and love affairs is like a child who licks honey from the blade of a knife. While he is tasting the sweetness of honey, he has to risk hurting his tongue. He is like a man who carries a torch against the strong wind. The flame will surely burn his hands and face. You see, now that message is from Buddha or Buddhism, but that same message is taught in different words by all legitimate religions. Okay, be very, very cautious, my friends, who you listen to. Be very cautious who you believe. Be very cautious what you read, what you eat, and what you drink. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? We got so many wonderful callers. Let's begin on WMAL in the heart of... You know, I read that Madeline Halfbright listens to right-wing radio. I hope she's listening. I believe she is one of the most corrupt people on the planet. That's my personal opinion. Here is a woman who went to see Kim Jong Il, and he had 30,000 slaves perform for him, and she had a wonderful bar mitzvah feast. She came back felling about the dinner she had with a dictator. And if it wasn't for the oil that she released him when she was Secretary of State, okay, he wouldn't be, the son wouldn't be as powerful as he is today. She then oversaw the bombing of Serbia when it was not the Serbs who were the aggressors. She's one of the most despicable people on earth. She actually had the nerve to say Kim Jong-il loved her legs, was in love with her, couldn't keep his eyes off her. Can you imagine a woman as psychotic and whacked out as this? I mean, this woman is crazy, in my opinion. And she was surrounded by crazier liberals than her. There's a guy named Jamie something. I'll never forget him. I don't know his last name. The guy foamed at his mouth when he would go on CNN. He foamed at his mouth with glee as bombs were falling on Serbia. He married, by the way, to a CNN anchor named Christiane Amanpour, to give you some idea of his lineage. Jamie whatever, Rubin, I think. Jamie Rubin. He foamed at the mouth with laughter as the bombs were falling on the innocent Serbs who were protecting their homeland. That's the kind of administration we had under Clinton, and it's now become, it's metastasized now into the same kind of mentality under Obama. Okay, so she listens to right-wing radio, she said, and I think she means she listens to my show on WMAL. Madeline, let me tell you something. I don't like your legs, and I think you're a horrible human being, and I think you probably make terrible brisket. Let's take our next callers, 855-407-282 on the Savage Nation. Where's WMAL? Rick, on WMAL, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, it has to deal with immigration. Today I heard Senator Rubio win a commercial on another talk show host's conservative show talking about how tough the immigration bill is. And then
it's not tough at all. It'll cost trillions of dollars. He's a liar. Rubio is a front man for the Democrat socialist machine.
You bet. And worse, then I get something from the Republican Senatorial Committee asking me for donations. They want money from me so they can go ahead and buy more radio commercials to lie to me. And it,
you mean, yeah, no, it's horrible. There are no, someone said to me there are no Republicans anymore. I said, you're wrong. There's lots of Republicans and no conservatives anymore. I said, you be very clear what you're talking about here.
That's absolutely correct. There are a number of us who are conservatives. But it's very difficult. I even ran for a central committee position here in Maryland, got elected, and what I'm told repeatedly is, Rick, you don't understand. First we have to get a Republican elected, and then we might be able to get a conservative elected. So it's the rock goes from the top to the bottom. That's my...
Yes, a fish rots from the head down. Start with John Boehner, Mr. Cube, Mr. Klink himself. John Boehner Klink. We have sound effects for each big politician. We call John Boehner Klink, because I think he spends an awful lot of his time inside the cloakrooms pouring himself one rather than legislating. And then we have a sound effect for Rubio. Play the Rubio sound effect. We call him affectionately the ice cream man. It reminds me of the movie with Peter Sellers called Being There, where they took a gardener and made him president. Rubio looks like they took an ice cream man off the streets of Miami and made him into a state senator, then a senator, and now God knows what he is. I mean, it takes more than a vowel after your name to impress me. This is the Savage Nation. If you don't like what you're hearing, you can always tune into WNPR. I added a W to it because that's what it should have in front of it, and they should pay their bills like everybody else. So here we are. Here we are. Immigration bill. Illegals will get $9.4 trillion in benefits. Really? That's nice. Who's going to pay for it? Well, you will, idiot. Liberals will pay for it. Why shouldn't you pay welfare to illegal aliens and their families and their family's family? Why shouldn't you? You deserve it. You voted for Obama, didn't you? You voted for Turbin, Durbin, and Obama and Rubio the ice cream man. So what did you expect? Let's take the call of Elizabeth. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
I was calling to congratulate you on winning your lawsuit, and I wanted to make a small comment about it.
Okay, I'm sure. Go ahead. Thank you. What's your comment?
Sure. I read in the news that you had to spend $1 billion to defend yourself, and I thought I'd tell you that it'll continue to earn you money in the future because you'll have lots of credibility, and you won't even have to tell people you might sue them. All you have to do is say you're unhappy with things.
No, no, no. Listen to me. I don't sue people. I did this to save my life. It was my last chance to have freedom, period. Okay? And the lawsuit speaks for itself. Elizabeth, I wouldn't have talked about this in the midst of all the things going on in the world. The best thing to do is read the WND, the World Net Daily article written by Art Moore and link to the actual lawsuit, the United States District Court, Northern District of California, Dyke Savage Productions, Inc., I mean, against the defendant. You got to see the whole story. The judge, I got to tell you, here's the one thing you got to take away from this. I was a little worried when I found out that it was going. See, the arbitration award was very clear. It took 2 years to get justice in arbitration. It drove me nuts. I thought it would be quicker and cheaper, and it wasn't. Let me give all of you good people out there a little hint. Courts may be cheaper and faster than arbitration today. That's my opinion. Arbitration is not that cheap. If you have an opponent who wants to work the system, you may be stuck in arbitration and run up a big bill, okay? So we won the arbitration fair and square, 3-0. It then went to a federal judge to, enact the award. Because it was appealed by my opponent. The judge was appointed by President Obama, Yvonne Gonzalez Rogers, and I said, okay, she's a liberal judge. Anything could happen, Elizabeth. There was no guarantee that the federal judge would, find in my favor. I mean, it was clear that I won. It was a 3-0 decision in my favor by the arbitrators who took 2 years to come to that conclusion. But, and when it goes back to a federal judge and you're used to gaming the system, that was the gamble that the other side took, in my opinion. But it turns out she actually read the law. She did an amazing job. I was astounded how hard she worked in analyzing every argument against the award, and she overturned every one of them. So that's where we're at. And by the way, I learned today that the opponent is now going to appeal it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Can you believe that, Elizabeth?
Well, I think that they might be bluffing.
No, let him go and do it. That's all I can say. Do it with my blessing. Because the percentage of cases overturned by the Ninth Circuit in a case like this is about zero. There's no reason to overturn it. It's just an attempt to avoid paying me what they owe me, in plain English. That's how I see it, Elizabeth. Okay, thanks for the call. 855-472. It was the darkest chapter of my life. It was two of the darkest years of my life. And I want to tell all of you who listen to me and love my show, it doesn't matter whether you love me or hate me. Never, ever, ever go to court if you can avoid it. There are people who thrive on hurting you with lawsuits. There are people who thrive on threatening you with lawsuits because they know what it does to people. It was the worst 2 years of my life. It took a great toll on me physically and mentally. And I can never get the years back nor the physical health back that it took from me. I'll tell you right now, if there is a God in heaven, which I assume there is, I will leave vengeance to God because karma is a you-know-what. Karma is a you-know-what. You keep doing this to people, you're going to get it at the end, no matter what you think. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I'll tell you something else. The smaller they are, the harder they fall. That's all I want to say about it. 855-407-282. Let's go back to the big calls out there on the big topics, not me. But thank you for listening and reading the lawsuit. If you want to read it, go to WorldNet Daily has it. It's on top of michaelsavage.com. I don't think it's on Drudge anymore, but it links to the actual lawsuit. It's 18 pages of brilliant legal decision-making, in my opinion. You know, it's a tough job. I could never be a judge. You think it's easy? It is not easy. It's extremely demanding to analyze every argument and then to dissect the argument on the basis of the law and then to cite case law which supports your opinion. It's not easy. It's a very tough job. I mean, no matter which way it falls, being a judge, a legitimate federal judge, is a difficult job. And I don't think we understand how difficult it really is. You know, I like to think I'm a pretty bright guy and I do a hard job on radio and I work very hard and I do. But I don't think it's the hardest job on earth when you analyze what some people have to do, because if they misstep somewhere, it could cost somebody, well, their life if it's a homicide case, or their livelihood, you know, if it's a civil case. And so judging is probably very difficult for those who take it very seriously and are ethical. I think it's easy for those who are corrupt and could care less, you know. Then they have only one choice left open to them, and that would be to go into politics, because that's an easy place to go. I mean, if you're really not ethical as a lawyer and you're not ethical as a judge, there's only one road open to you, and that's higher office. Because you can see they can get away with virtual murder. They can bomb a nation, kill people, and say they didn't do it or it doesn't matter. They can kill the head of state, execute him in cold blood, and say, we came, we saw, he died. And there's no consequences. You can bomb every bridge on the Danube River. You can bomb Belgrade. You can repaint American warplanes with NATO markings and get away with murder and then pretend that you're for gay marriage and all will be forgiven. It's an amazing thing, politics, what you can get away with. It really is. Yes, sirree, Bob. It's a wonderful world. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears, because he keeps me up at night constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzyme. That are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
One other line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Hey, guys, guess what? Just a little heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and mom wants to look fabulous. Let me tell you, get the woman in your life a brand new head of hair from Ovation Cell Therapy. Its three-step process takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. Think about all the styling mom does, the curling iron, the straighteners, the perms, all of that damages your hair. And there are no products out there that can take your hair back to its healthy state. accept Ovation. It does it with its three-step process, and you'll feel the difference within the first couple times that you use it. And they have a special offer going on right now. If you go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com. And don't you forget our call letters, KSFO at checkout, so you get a special introductory discount.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-292-1091 and claim your free copy. Call 800-292-1091. That's 800-292-1091. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The phone number is 855-400-7282. That's what it's going to come down to in this country. You've got a despotic administration, in my estimation, and I am not given to making statements like that, realizing what risk I put myself in, not only commercially, but also politically and also personally with this administration. I am telling you that this administration is planning something very evil. There's no reason for Janet Napolitano to have ordered nor to have been permitted to order 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition unless she is planning something. And if she is planning something, it should be stopped immediately. If we truly had a two-party system, there would be an immediate investigation of her purchase of this ammunition. We'd find out who issued the orders. Emails would be seized immediately to see what they're planning. Why are they buying those tanks? Why are they buying tanks that are made only for use in American streets? These are very serious and very important questions. Oh, we're focused on Syria, aren't we? We're focused on the Boston bombing, aren't we? But we ought to be really hard focused on this pack of anti-American communists who have taken over this country and taken over the media, mind you. I said to you, I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. I also alleged that Obama would not be president had it not been for the anti-war movement of the Vietnam War. Now, of course, there was the Iraq War, and a large part of his popularity was related to the anti-war fever in America, related to the Iraq War. I understand that. But it didn't start with the Iraq War. It started with the anti-war movement of the Vietnam War, which has given us the left-wing press that we have today. The press that is wholly owned, the wholly owned subsidiary of Broken Axelrod. We even have a president who was politically closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'm Michael Savage. I'm the author of Trickle-Down Tyranny, which I highly recommend. I recommend it not just because it's a book. It's not going to change my lifestyle. If you bought a million more copies, it wouldn't matter to me. What will matter is that you get the facts in front of you and you see the references in front of you, so you might be able to, and I say might be able to, convince others as to the danger we are in. Maybe we can still turn this around. I'm not sure. 855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. Let's go to the callers. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Let's pray that some of the wonderful leaders of America are listening to this program tonight in the midst of sneering at us and snickering at these calls. Maybe they'll listen carefully to what you're about to say. Harold on WMAL, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 73 years old. I'm a Vietnamese veteran. I was a platoon commander in the Marine Corps at Chu Lai, Vietnam. I could not agree with you more. I think we need to step back even further than today. I think the whole business of today's political scene started with the Vietnamese War. And I think it started with Johnson and McNamara. Johnson was making huge strides socially, and I won't go into it. I think people know. And
you mean when he created the so-called Great Society, the welfare state?
You got it.
Yep.
He wanted to keep the focus on that and the focus off of the war, and to accommodate him, McNamara decided on this policy of gradual escalation, which was a huge failure. If you had taken and put MacArthur in there, he would have gone straight for Incheon. That would have been it. Just like he did in Korea. But what do we have? We had this gradual escalation, which was a grand failure. And that has trickled down to today. And it just irritates me. We didn't have to lose Vietnam. I don't think...
Well, without reliving the entire war, I think the audience listening, which includes many young people who don't know the full history, they think that America lost the war. What they don't know is that the so-called Tet Offensive was actually a failure on the part of the North Vietnamese. The Americans beat them back, and it was Walter Cronkite himself who presented the false notion that the Tet Offensive was a success by the communists. And as a result of Walter Cronkite and his descendants in the media today, we have Barack Obama doing to America what Ho Chi Minh himself wouldn't have dared to do.
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely correct. There are so many young people that they haven't even heard of the Vietnam War, much less know what it was about.
Right. And Harold, I'm taking a risk in radio today because they say, it's just old white guys talking. Well, you know what? God bless the old white guys. God bless the old white guys who listen to this show. God bless the old white guys who built this country. God bless the old white guys who bled for this country. And God bless the old white guys who are armed to the teeth and are not willing to roll over for this pack of radical communists.
I'll tell you what. I had an infantry platoon, and I saw people get shot, and I saw blood. And it's crap if they don't understand, because it was real.
All right, Harold, I don't mean to open up old wounds, but I tell you, I can't talk to people anymore. I see zombies walking around. I see old men bending over with jars of Roundup, and I don't know what to say to them. Harold, I'm sending you a copy of my novel, A Time for War. I hope you get a chance to read it. I firmly believe we have no business whatsoever getting involved in yet another civil war. I don't care whether it's Israel wagging the dog. I don't care whether it's the military-industrial complex wagging the dog. What I'm stunned at is watching the anti-war media hounds suddenly beating the war drums. All those who opposed Iraq, opposed Afghanistan, opposed Vietnam, even some of them go back that far, by the way, are suddenly in favor of intervening in Syria. It's shocking to me. It's really stunning.
Savage.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You may have seen me being interviewed on TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the market. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Financial District, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now, I spend most of my time teaching people like you about day trading mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-543-5569, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily market report at no cost to you and no obligation. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail, 800-543-5569. That's 800-543-5569.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. The U.S. Supreme Court indicated today that it is likely to decide whether to review the case of Proposition 8, California's ban on same-sex marriage. The High Court posted a notice on its website revealing that the Proposition 8 case is on the agenda for the justices' private conference on November 20th, along with five other cases challenging the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Under the court's normal procedures, its decision on whether to hear the California marriage case will be announced in an order list released on November 26th. A report says California parolees committed new crimes at a slightly lower rate for the second straight year. They say it's partly because of a new program that evaluates felons based on their risk of reoffending. While a gallon of gas still is not cheap here in California, the prices have been coming down. According to the latest AAA survey, the cost has dropped 26 cents a gallon in at least last week alone. Right now, San Francisco drivers are paying $4.29 a gallon. Oakland's down to $4.15, and in San Jose, the cost averages $4.12 a gallon. Well, speaking of driving, how's about the roadways? Looking pretty good. No stalls or accidents right now. Do have some road work in Livermore. Eastbound 580 at Greenville. Look for a couple of lanes to be blocked there and just some slight delays getting through the area. Road work, of course, for the Dumbarton Bridge, so look for delays between the peninsula and Newark. Your KSFO weather forecast, partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy again. Highs mid-60s to the low 70s. 20% chance of rain coming in for Wednesday with an increased chance of overnight rain Wednesday night. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
How will the new economic policies affect us? Listen, we already know this year is going to cost us a little more than last year. I want you to join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, May 14th in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for your retirement? Join us Tuesday, May 14th at the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com. On the next morning show, Whistleblower Wednesday, the Benghazi hearings, and who's the biggest... of the day. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
There is no separation of his policies and that of the U.S. military, who now thinks that the American patriot is a bigger enemy than Islamic radicals. I'll let you ponder that one. I know most people don't understand that. It's shocking. You know? I realize this show's a little different than most that I've been doing. I've been kind of, you know, as far out as I've gotten, I've been within a certain realm. But after the charade of the press corps, I saw a turning point both in the country and in myself. Something happened when I watched Obama being a clown, being a nightclub performer, and how he manipulated the press, how they ate out of his hands. And I said to myself, this is very bad. This is very dangerous when we no longer have the Fifth Estate. And remember what we're talking about. I'm sorry, the Fourth Estate. I was thinking of the Fifth Column, but I have an old saying that I made up, which is that the Fourth Estate has become the Fifth Column. It takes a little history to know what that means, and I can explain it to you, and I'll do it another time. What do they mean by the Fourth Estate? It was supposed to be the watchdog for the people. Do you believe that audience of at the Laugh-A-Thon with Obama telling bad, stale jokes one after the other was a representative of the Fourth Estate? No, they were the equivalent of Leni Riefenstahl in Nazi Germany, who was a propagandist, a great filmmaker, by the way, a Nazi propagandist nevertheless for Adolf Hitler. Now, I'm not saying they're Nazi propagandists. I'm telling you that they're a wholly owned subsidiary of the Obama administration. Every last one of them who had even a vestige of independence has been turned completely and absolutely and totally into nothing but a lapdog for the administration. So they're not the watchdog. So that's the Fourth Estate. We lose the Fourth Estate, anything is possible. The government could fire on the people. The government could release tanks onto the streets and say that they need to round up anybody with an automatic weapon when they're not automatic weapons. This government is capable of it. This government could get away with it because there is no Fourth Estate. They have become the Fifth Column. What is the Fifth Column? The Fifth Column is a reference to a Spanish general who, during the Spanish Civil War, talked about a group of turncoats in the Fifth Column who had gone over to the enemy side. That's what he means by the Fifth Column. So when I say to you, when the Fourth Estate, our Fourth Estate has become the Fifth Column, I'm trying to explain to you that this incredible army of men and women with so much power is now just an appendage of the Obama administration, which is a very dangerous situation for the United States. That is how they get away with the greatest intelligence lapse in modern American history without one person being fired, not one person being called on the carpet. That's how they get away with it, because there's no press. In my day, the headlines would have spun. Hot headlines. Hot headlines would have run across America. Hot headlines are the kind you don't see anymore, except perhaps on the Internet, on the Drudge Report, and in a few other places. There are no longer any hot headlines of that kind that dare to challenge this administration. And that's why I tell you it's very important to keep your eye on the ball. I tried to warn you what was coming in my novel, and it's not a big infomercial. Take it any way you want. My novel, A Time for War, is about the real 5,000-pound gorilla that's in the background. And it's not the radical Islamists, my good friends. It's those who own our currency today. Yes, my friends, they're headquartered in Beijing and on Wall Street. The war drums are now beating for Syria. It seems that the military-industrial complex, or should I say the military-media-industrial complex, which lives on blood and war, is trying to drive us into yet another war. Are you a Vietnam combat veteran listening to the Savage Nation? Where are you politically? Does time heal all wounds? I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. For example, the Vietnam War changed the course of American history in the area of foreign affairs, social history. It even gave us a president in Obama who is politically closer to Ho Chi Minh than he is to the president of South Vietnam. As a social commentator, I, Michael Savage, see the effects of Vietnam everywhere I turn, in the media, where the jerks still pretend they are anti-establishment while doing the Obama establishment's dirty work and covering it up. In society itself, where rampant drug use now permeates the entire society. In foreign policy, in war policy. In every way, I see the Vietnam War affecting this nation to this day. If you care to comment on my comments, the phone number is 855-400-7282. I would especially like to hear from Vietnam combat veterans who listen to the Savage Nation, who will call this show and tell us all where they are politically. Some of them may be liberals, for all I know. I have no idea who listens to the show. You may assume you know everything about the show and the listeners, but that would be quite presumptuous of you, wouldn't it? Where are you politically? How do you feel about your country today? Do you believe time heals all wounds? I don't. I personally think the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this very day. If you care to comment about any of these topics, including how the Vietnam War is affecting America to this day, 855-407-2282. I believe the Vietnam War, not believe, I can with certainty tell you that the Vietnam War changed this country forever. I can tell you whether it's in academia or the media. You've got people who pretending they're still anti-war protesters who are now running every institution of the United States of America. They entered the institutions to change the institutions, and boy, have they changed the institutions. Do they realize what they have done? Do they have any idea what's about to befall them? Do they have any idea that Barack Hussein Obama is politically closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington? 855-407-2282. I'll begin by taking calls from the people we respect the most, who are the American combat veterans. Let's start with Lawrence in Utah. Lawrence, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor. I was a sergeant in the Air Cavalry in Vietnam, infantry light weapons.
Where are you today politically, Lawrence?
I'm extremely conservative. I'm active in local politics. Somewhat of a libertarian, but very unhappy with the administration. To say,
Lawrence, do you believe that do you see the world as I see it in this sense? Do you believe that Obama is the actual enemy that we were fighting in Vietnam? The policies of Obama seem to be closer to that of Ho Chi Minh than to that of our nation.
Absolutely. You know, our academia and a lot of our politicians are people who came out of the Vietnam War. A lot of these people, they stayed in school forever so that they could avoid service, and they worked their way up through the system, and now they're running the colleges and a lot of our politics.
Right, and they think that they're still getting even with society when they're wrecking society. All right, Lawrence, I'm sending you a copy of my thriller, A Time for War. Is there anyone else who actually fought in Vietnam? Oklahoma, you see, we're not getting too many calls from the Upper East Side of New York today. There aren't too many calls coming from Boca Raton. Not too many calls from combat veterans calling from various and sundry liberal quarters of America. No, they're coming from the heartland of America, places that you sneer at, those of you who understand what I'm talking about. Let's go to Oklahoma, KFAQ. Craig, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I'm still pissed off. I remember I left the day before the Tet Offensive, and we flew back and unloaded out in California, and me and two other guys, we kept count on how many noses we could break from the people that were spitting on us. I've gotten over that. That has made me mad all the rest of my life.
Well, you were treated like dirt when you risked your life for the country. I understand.
Yes.
That's a hell that no one can forget. But Craig, politically, may I assume that you're also a conservative, or did you become one of the Vietnam veterans against the war?
No, I did not. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican, registered Republican, and it's just terrible. I'm not young anymore. I'm 67.
No, you're a baby. What are you talking about? You're not young. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're just a kid yet, Craig. What do you mean you're not a baby? You're just a kid to me.
Every day. I'm a contractor, and I'm still out doing my thing. But it's only because I like it. I'm not going to...
No, but politically, Craig, you know the world that you see through your eyes is a world that's no longer even represented anywhere in this country. How do you see the country as you drive around, and I assume your truck, to go to your sites? What do you see in this country? Does it tell you that America has thrived, or is it on its demise? What do you see?
Well, Michael, I've had this funny thing that I call, I don't know if I can say this or not, but I'll just say it. I believe that we can solve the majority of the problems by enacting an ass tax. And an ass tax is if your ass is wider than your shoulders, then you should pay twice as much tax.
Oh, that's going to get me in a lot of trouble, Craig. So you think that everything breaks down to weight? You're just pulling my leg, I understand. Well, look, Craig, I really want to stay on a political level, although your sense of humor is very dry. It's as dry as some of the oil wells in Oklahoma are these days. I'm sending you a copy of a Time for War. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by the candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, it's projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-363-2674, for your free Flipping Formula Strategy Guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-363-2674. 800-363-2674.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, let's look at what the effects of the Vietnam War had on American history, domestic politics, cultural and social history. I believe everything that we are experiencing today, even the low point of that degenerate White House Correspondents' Dinner, which was a low point in American history, by the way, you have no idea historically what that represented, to have a president pretending to be a nightclub comedian in front of a sycophantic press. It is something that I had not seen since I stopped watching documentaries about dictatorships in the 1930s, where the audience of so-called press persons laughed at every innuendo of the dictator, be he Mussolini, Stalin, or Hitler. You may not think that is what happened, but my friends, I assure you, as a student of history, was a new low in American political media history. I see the effects of the Vietnam War on American society everywhere I look. I know we've had Iraq, of course. The veterans there certainly have a great tale to tell. But what we are experiencing socially, you have to understand, you have to trace, if you want to use a film word, the arc of today, all the way back to the Vietnam era. Obama would not be president if we had not had a Vietnam War. Obama is the final end, I hope, of the arc of the anti-war movement. But if he is not the end of the arc of the Vietnam era anti-war movement, then this country will become a socialist/communist nation, and it will never go back to being a decent, freedom-loving nation again. And we are so close to losing it, in my estimation, and I wasn't born yesterday. I have lived through many presidents. I have never seen a nation slide away from freedom into tyranny so rapidly as I am seeing it on a daily basis. I've had a long-running show. I mean, if it was a Broadway show, it'd be one of the greatest hits of all time. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying to you. Many of you have listened to me for months, sometimes days, but some of you have listened to me for 18 years, off and on. I've moved around on some stations. I've changed my time slot. I've been up and down. You've been up and down with me. You know a lot about me and my family. It's like we're family in strange ways. We've bonded together. And I got to tell you something. Every once in a while, a show comes along. But I have a show tonight that has made everything worth living for. Because when I touch a raw nerve with my audience and I get callers like I have sitting on the board, I could tell you, I could reach out to my call screen. There are nights I don't want to take too many calls because, you know, it's about the sequester, Cruz, this, Obama, Shmadama, McGain, Republican, the Democrat. I can't do it. Boring. I can't take it anymore. But tonight, I could spend 15 hours on the radio. I'd like to take every call I have on that board. If I told you, if I could read you just what's up here. I got to tell you another inside story. My call screener is a young man who grew up in a military family. He's thrilled tonight. He's thanking every veteran who's calling this show. He's thanking them for their service to the country. It's a population in America that you've written off. The old white guy, Well, don't write them off so fast. You haven't seen the last of them. Let me tell you that right now. You haven't seen the last of these men who have been spit upon by this illegitimate administration. I'll say it again, this illegitimate administration, this power-mad illegitimate administration, which is closer to Ho Chi Minh than to George Washington. But it takes someone with a knowledge of history to understand the danger we are in. You're not going to get this from ABC, CBS, or NBC. I turned on Fox News, and there was one of the dumbest men in the history of American media, Neil Cavuto, who was literally fawning over Obama's performance over the weekend. It's as though Rupert Murdoch took his puppets out for dinner and he told them, you better start conforming to this administration's demands as fast as possible. The tides are shifting. You better start saluting Obama. And that's what I saw happening on Fox News, not only today, but I've seen it happening for a long period of time, as you well know. It's not that I'm persona non grata on Fox. That's an old story. I have no sour grapes towards Fox. I am just telling you, as a social commentator, something has shifted inside the Fox News channel. And they were the last vestige that we had in television, weren't they? So now we have no television outlet. So what do we have? We have the internet. We have talk radio. This is the last vestige that I see of sort of a contact with the people of America. I don't know how else to put it. You know that you're castigated everywhere else in this country. You know that nobody wants to hear from you. You know that the media has counted you as dead already. They buried you. They've dug your graves. All the old white men, all they did was run around their lawns with a jar of Roundup in their old shorts and their knock knees and laughing at you. All of the smart guys, all of the smart young punks out there who don't have the guts to get married and raise a children, laughing at the old white guys. Well, let me tell you something. You haven't seen the last of the old white guys. I can guarantee you. No, sir, not by a long shot. So don't change the dial. Go and laugh if you want. Smoke a joint if you want. Drink your wine if you want. But you're going to hear from them tonight, maybe another night. And the topic is, I am setting forth a supposition. I believe the Vietnam War is affecting our nation to this day. Not only I believe, any educated person can understand what I'm saying. Down from politics, cultural, social history, you name it. It even gave us a Barack Obama as president. He is a direct result of the anti-war movement. And here's the twist. Here he is, president, still acting like an oppressed man of color. He went before that crowd of sycophantic losers called the American, the press, whatever, the White House press corps, and he said, well, I wish the Republicans would reach out to one minority in particular, me. Hello? He's still acting like the oppressed minority. At what point do you say enough is enough from this clown? At what point does America say enough with this clown's act? This power mad clown. Enough already. We just had the worst terrorist incident on American soil since the Fort Hood massacre, since 9/11, and this clown got up and told jokes. Janet Napolitano has not been fired. Robert Mueller has not been fired. Every agency failed you. And they were laughing the other night. How many other Sarnoff brothers are running around this country? How many other Sarnoffs are running around this country? The Sarnoff brothers. No, not the brothers Karamazov, but the brothers Sarnoff. So when I say to you the Vietnam War is affecting this country to this day, you don't even have to doubt me. Just take a look at John Kerry.
Savage.